It's cloudy with a chance of leopards here in the jungle, so you'd better have an umbrella and keep your eyes on the skies. The clouded leopard is at home in the trees, and with good reason. It's the best darn climber in the climbing business. Most, if not all, cats can climb, but this cloudy boy has some special adaptations that make him an arboreal acrobat. But playing a non-stop game of the floor is lava is one way to get the jump on your enemies here in life, death, and taxonomy.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Taxonomy. It's your 30 minutes of interesting animal information. I'm Joe.
And I'm Carlos.
Thank you to Cassie for the creation of our theme song. To hear more of Cassie's music, please search Cassie Michelle on YouTube or Spotify.
And thank you to Johanna for the creation of this week's artwork. To check that out, you can visit us at our home on the web at ldtaxonomy.com. And a very special thank you to our patrons, to Jesse Raspolich, Carol Raspolich, Richard Kaspar, Lottie and Aubrey, Gray Hughes, and Wednesday Rabbit. Thank you so much for your support. It's greatly appreciated. Thanks for helping us keep the lights on.
And today we're talking about the Banshee of the Bhutan, the specter of the Sikkim. It's just Sikkim. But more on that later.
It's also not the Bhutan.
Yeah.
The Bhutan Banshee?
The Bhutan Banshee and the Sikkim specter.
The Sultan of Swing.
Yeah. Sultan of Swat.
Oh, Swat. I swing makes sense because, that's something you do with a baseball bat. Well, yeah, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Babe Ruth.
That's right. The most delicious candy bar. Said no one. Is anybody's favorite? It's pretty good, but it's not like... It's like Three Musketeers. It's like, is that really anybody's favorite?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just Snickers with less steps.
I think there's probably like baby boomers that have that as a favorite. But my mom really likes Mounds, which I wouldn't think would be anyone's favorite. But if you like coconut... Yeah. Say, Brainless, don't you know where they come from? It's a Wonderful Life. When they're kids, she's like, I don't want coconuts. I don't like coconuts. And he's like, say, Brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from? You should like the taste of them because they're exotic.
Oh, it's one of those, like, old-timey ways that people talk to each other in movies.
Yeah. We're talking about the clouded leopard.
Yeah.
I think, like, in the third or fourth grade, everyone had to do a diorama of an animal and learn about it. And mine was the bald eagle, but then my sister got to it, and I think hers was the clouded leopard.
Really? I had to do something similar, but mine was a nurse shark.
Nice.
Of all the sharks to get, couldn't I have gotten a cooler one?
The least fun one.
I got the one that doesn't hurt anybody.
I want animals that hurt people.
I want animals that hurt you. Those are the cool ones. Like my street sharks. It's the clouded leopard. We're going to call it here cloudy with a chance of meat paws. The monkey's paw, which will be apparent later. And Supination Army.
Supination phone?
Yeah, Supination phone. Supination is a term we will talk about later.
Okay.
And, you know, would you like paws to know are what? On your arms. So
it's that's army. True. My arm is army. Would you like to know what science calls it?
My leg is leggy. My arm is army. Yes.
They're in the kingdom you know, live in, are in the kingdom Animalia. They're in the phylum Chordata, the classis Mammalia. Basically the same as you so far. Uh-oh, the order is Carnivora. That's not you anymore. You never eat meat. Suborder is Feliformia. And we all know that a human suborder is ultimate with cheddar cheese and lettuce and mayonnaise.
Meatball marinara. I don't even know why there are other subs.
What? It's time for subs. It's cold cuts. It's not time for Italian dishes.
Yes, it is time for delicious, hot Italian dishes in sandwich
the
form.
The bread
please.
Is always giving me the heart, is already giving me heartburn. I don't need also the acidic.
And they even give you the option of having Italian herbs and spices as a bread option. So it's just perfect.
The family is Felidae. The subfamily is Pantherinae. The genus is Neophelis, a new cat. And the species is Nebulosa. Neophilus nebulosa.
Yeah, so this would be a nitty gritty nomenclature that would be on the easier side probably. But we're not doing nitty gritty nomenclature because since we're in the business of naming things, it's time for my favorite part of the show, critter groups. The part of the show where I ask you, Joe, a question, and that question is the same every time. What is the name of a group of this animal, or what is the term revenery, or what is the collective noun? I'm pretty sure we haven't done a leopard before. Not the snow leopard, not the regular leopard. I think that's the name for it. So we have one. We have just for leopards. If you saw a group of leopards before screaming and running away and dying because there's no getting away from a leopard, would you say it's A, a pounce of leopards, B, a jaunt of leopards, C, a leap of leopards, or D, a spring of leopards?
Little leaping leopards coming to bounce and play, final answer. A leap.
A little leaping leopard who comes to bounce and play. Animal Junction just gets ripped to shreds. That is correct. Leap.
Nice.
Leap, leap, leap.
If you said spring or jump as the venery, term of venery, and you did, you just for you did not go with the alliteration, that would have been unforgivable.
A spring of springbok, a leap of leopards.
Mm-hmm.
A jump of jackanapes.
Jackalopes. It is a rare win. There we go.
Yeah, a leap of leopards. You can take that to the bank, and they won't pay you for it because... because you can't cash information like that these days. Not in this economy. Help me out.
Indubitably.
I'm struggling.
Editing the last one, there really is a toll that's taken by doing these at 10 p.m. The dead air, glassy-eyed... Notice the button that says, I wish I weren't here right now.
No, I love doing this show.
That was just a reference to a video we just watched.
Time gets
more the
away
fact
from
that
us.
Our brains are not at 100%.
Although last night I was able to sleep quite a bit, which was
nice.
And the kids slept in until 6:45. So,
wow.
Bring it on. Where's my oyster?
I got up earlier than you today.
Really? Wow. What does the clouded leopard look like?
The clouded leopard has a striking coat pattern Of large cloud-like spots and irregular blotches on a backdrop of pale yellow or gray. Like most cats, its fur pattern helps it to camouflage in its environment so it can jump on things and stab them. Clouded leopards have a robust, stocky build with relatively short legs compared to their size. That's kind of a leopard thing, to be thick and short.
I think jaguars are pretty thick too, though.
True.
In fact, yeah, I don't know. Because tigers are thick as well.
Jaguars should be called Neophilus because they're new world leopards, essentially.
Well, they're in like, because a clouded leopard is not technically a leopard. Because it's not in the genus Pantheris. Or Yeah, I think Pantheris.
It's Pantherinae.
It's not one of the big cats. Which is,
it's kind of
lions,
little.
Tigers,
and bears,
panthers, leopards.
Not bears. Well, they also have a distinctive long tail that is as long or sometimes longer than their body length, which we'll talk about later. Goes with my theory of long tails.
Tastes like sour grapes.
You know what they say about long tails. They
good
live
balance.
In trees. Yeah. good balance. That brings us to their relative size. So welcome to the Blob Measure Up segment, the official listener's favorite part of the show. The part of the show when we present the animal size and dimensions in relatable terms through a quiz that's fun for the whole family. It's also a part of the show that's introduced by you when you send an audio of yourself saying, singing, or chittering the words measure up into ldtaxonomy@gmail.com. We don't have a new Measure Up intro this week. That means you get to hear from an animal, and Carlos gets to guess who it is.
All right. And it's a leopard. The only leopard I can think of in... I mean, maybe there's one in, like, Zootopia or something like that, but there's Sabor in Tarzan, but he doesn't have a lot to say. He's just a murderer.
There is... It's something that looks kind of like a leopard in Zootopia, but it turns out to be a chunky cheetah.
Yeah, he's a chunky cheetah that likes donuts. Because he's a cop, you know? Cops like donuts. Get it?
Yeah. I watched a clip of that, and he like calls her cute, and she rebukes him by saying only other rabbits can call her cute.
Yeah, that movie's got a message. We just actually got about halfway through Elemental.
It's not subtle.
Which is another movie that is not subtle. Basically Zootopia. The exact same thing. So,
well, let's talk. Let's hear from, without further ado, the listener's favorite part of the show.
Scary. He's just a leopard. Same as me.
And how do you know he's not scary?
Because I found my roar.
Oof, duh. That, do you know what that is from?
Was that Lion King 2 or something like that?
Close. It's called The Lion Guard. It's a TV show.
Oh, yeah. That was
in the Lion King universe.
Oh, is it? Huh. So what is that?
And that
like
is
Simba's little son with the black mane, which doesn't make any sense because the only reason why you would have a black mane as a lion is if you were a mature adult with a lot of testosterone, but whatever.
It looks like Simba when he's young. Because Simba has a daughter and his son is... And the son... the She wants to, like, marry, Lion Mary, Scar's grandson or something. Or uncle, nephew. But that is Bedili the Leopard.
Bedili the Leopard found his roar.
Voiced by Kenneth from 30 Rock.
Interesting. I forgot about those Disney Channel shows.
I did not know about it until today. Let's talk male length. The length of a male, even though it's Women's History Month. They're 81 to 108 centimeters, or 32 to 42 inches, without the tail. How many clouded leopards go into the height of a cirrocumulus cloud?
A cirrocumulus cloud. I know cirrostratus and then cumulus.
Here's a hint. Cirrocumulus clouds are one of the three main types of cloud, and of the three, it has the highest altitude. They are the kind that look wispy and white, like a bit wispy white cotton blankets across a large section of sky.
I know what you're talking about.
How high up are these clouds?
How I'm many thinking of that movie three? Aeronauts with Eddie Redmayne, where they go up into a hot air balloon and almost freeze to death.
I've never heard of it.
Pretty high. 80,000 feet. What was the measurement for the
43 male leopard? Inches?
43 inches. My answer is 22,325. Give or take a few. 22,300.
The correct answer is 5,581 cats.
These are pretty low-hanging clouds, it seems.
They're the highest-hanging clouds. Cirrocumulus clouds are 6,000 meters above the Earth, or 20,000 feet.
There are no clouds above Everest? That doesn't make any sense.
I guess there's, and like when you're in a plane, there's really no clouds above you.
I guess. I always feel like there, I haven't been in a plane in a while, but I always feel like there can be clouds. You go over like the normal cloud line, but then there can be clouds above you. And
yeah, there's also like the noculescent clouds, which are supposed to be the highest clouds. So maybe that's a specific cloud type and it's in the subcategory of cirrocumulus. I think cirrocumulus might be like a category that includes all clouds above 20,000 feet.
I feel like 20,000 feet is just really low for clouds, but not really low for clouds. Like a really low cloud is fog, but that's just like a really low ceiling for clouds. Oh, well, the more you know, you learn something new. And we can add this to our knowledge about clouds being like weighing 1 million weasels or whatever. Clouds weigh 1 million weasels, and they are 5,000 clouded leopards tall.
So clouds work. Here it is. Clouds work in with suffixes and prefixes. The prefix cirro is everything above 20,000 feet has the prefix cirro. But the cumulonimbus is like a tower of a cloud that starts low and goes all the way up high. So they can go up to like almost 40,000 feet.
Yeah, you said cirrocumulus, and I was like, I know cirrostratus. So there must be some...
Cirrostratus is another type of cloud that's above 20,000 feet.
Okay.
But then, so like, it, the 20,000 feet is the minimum height requirement for clouds
to be cirro
in the highest category. Yeah.
Got it.
That makes sense. Let's talk about weight. They're 25 to 50 pounds, or 11 to 23 kilograms. If Cassiani's hymns were each 10 pounds, How many clouded leopards would go into her body of hymnography? I guess you could just say into her hymnography.
Excuse me? What is this monstrosity of a word problem you just gave me?
Cassiani, also known as Cassia, also known as Saint Cassiani, was a Byzantine poet, composer, and hymnographer who lived in the 9th century. Cassiani is best known for her contributions to Byzantine liturgical music, and she is remembered for her hymns and poetry. So basically, how many hymns did she write? Times 10. If each hymn was 10 pounds, how many clouded leopards would go into her hymnography?
Wow. No idea. No way to even estimate it. We'll say 50.
You and historians both, because I will say there are a number of them, like 20 of them, that they aren't 100% sure were hers. And there's probably like several that like we haven't found.
Okay, I'll go with the answer is 10.
10 clouded leopards. Or 10
clouded leopards go into the combined weight of all of her 10-pound hymns. This is insane.
Final answer.
Yes.
That's correct. 10 cats on the dot.
Whoa. Yes.
There are around 50 surviving hymns, though some might not be hers, and there might be some we don't know about.
It seemed like a lot, but doable. So I chose 50.
She was like legendarily betrothed to an emperor. And she like mouthed off to him one time and then he rejected her. But then he regretted it. And there's like a legend about one of her hymns. He went to like go and get her back, but she was like in a monastery. She had like given herself to this monastic life and taken vows. And she hid when he came to see her, and he found a partially finished hymn that he like added a line to about hiding from the king or whatever. And then he left, respecting her wishes not to see him again. And then she completed the hymn and his lines in it. But a lot of that is probably apocryphal.
That sounds like a fairy tale story. Not a fairy tale, but like a... It sounds like a story.
It's like Saint Nick punching somebody in the Council of Nicaea for denying the Trinity. Probably didn't happen, but it's more fun to imagine than not.
Or the caning in Congress. That actually happened.
Yeah.
The antebellum caning in Congress. We need a good caning these days.
I feel like we're close to it.
Do you think... I mean, we might actually watch C-SPAN if people started caning each other.
Yeah.
The C in C-SPAN stands for cane. The cane span. Okay.
Do you want to hear any fast facts before we get into the major fact?
Sure.
Clouded leopards are found in the forests of Southeast Asia, including rainforests, dry forests, and mangrove swamps. They are known to inhabit countries like Nepal, Bhutan, India, Myanmar, Thailand, Malaysia, and parts of China. Despite their widespread range, clouded leopards are elusive, which makes them difficult to study in the wild. Their secretive nature and preference for dense forest habitats makes them less visible compared to some other big cats. But it sounds like leopards and big cats are very hard to spot in general.
Yeah, spot.
Yeah. Like most cats, they are carnivorous, and they primarily prey on various mammals, including deer, pigs, smaller mammals like squirrels and monkeys. And clouded leopards are primarily nocturnal, and they're solitary animals. They mark their territories with scent markings, and they have home ranges in the wild to ensure access to their prey. So they like to mark mark around prey territories so they could access large meals. But that's all I got. You got any big facts?
All right. This major fact is called pause for effect. After watching so much of Go Dogs Go on Netflix, a show that is just 75% puns having to do with the word paw and dogs and stuff like that. Like, there's New York City and Boston and Albuquerque and all this stuff. This one came naturally to me. So leopards, clouded leopards, spend a good... leopards in general spend a good deal of their time in trees. Like, they're the cats that climb well. Most big cats climb in general. In fact, like, lions can climb trees. Like, you don't really think of lions climbing trees, but they're cats. They can climb a tree if they want to. But leopards are, they're the ones that spend a lot of their time in trees. They'll drag their kills up into trees, and they're the good climbers. But clouded leopards take this to the extreme. They are some of the most skilled feline climbers in the world, and they spend the majority of their time in trees, unless they are actively hunting. For one, their tails are almost as long as they are, sometimes longer, and so that's just great for balance. Most mammals that spend a lot of their time in trees have tails, unless you're a sloth, where balance is less of an issue because you're just hanging around. They can also jump almost 4 feet into the air, almost their body length, more than their body length, but almost their, pretty much their body length. That helps them get to lower branches, get away from any potential predators, and catch things that are going up into trees like monkeys. But the real secret to their climbing prowess is in their paws, which, for starters, are already larger relative to the leopard size than other cats' paws. But the clouded leopard has paws that can rotate up to 180 degrees, which sounds like, oh, wow, that's a lot. But, I mean, you and I can rotate our hands 180 degrees, flip them up, flip them down. This allows it to perform something called supination, which is why it's a supination army. That's just a fancy way of saying that it can face its paws upward or towards its face rather than just like at the ground like most cats and dogs and animals with paws can do.
A dog can't look at its paws like its beans.
Yeah, it can't like flip its paw upside down and look at it. Its paw doesn't rotate like that.
Interesting.
It actually doesn't really rotate very much at all. If you've ever tried to manipulate a dog's paw, it goes, you know, up and down, but it doesn't go side to side. So pronation is having your hands face down or prone. Like, it comes from the word prone. This is like you're playing piano. So your hands are, your palms are face down. And then supination is having them face up, like supine, which is like you're worshiping at a mega church. You know, you're just holding the TV with your hands out like that. So this is similar to how monkeys and humans can rotate their hands around. And that obviously is very advantageous when it comes to climbing. Allows monkeys to climb really well. Humans, not so much. We don't really have the balance, the relative strength, or the tail situation to be great climbers, at least in comparison to monkeys and leopards and things. So, armed with these arms, the clouded leopard can grab nearly any surface along a tree's trunk. They can even climb straight down, head first, down a tree trunk.
Like a squirrel,
by gripping the smaller trunks with their back legs and kind of doing a shimmying But the only reason why they can grip is because they can rotate their paws to go inward. If, like most cats, they couldn't rotate their paws, they wouldn't be able to do that. They can also hang and drop and catch themselves easily, which allows them to jump from one tree to another, to chase prey, and to get away from predators. But yeah, and most of the videos you'll see of this are of clouded leopards in captivity, but there's just a really good montage of them climbing, and it's pretty impressive to watch a full grown leopard just go straight down a tree like a squirrel would.
I'm seeing one picture of it like literally hanging like a sloth on a branch.
Yeah, it makes them masters of their arboreal realm. And that's all I got for the clouded leopard. That's their superpower. You got anything?
That's all I've got. Man, this is another one of those things that you could just like watch videos of it for a long time.
Yes. All right, that was the clouded leopard. For you out there in Podcastia, blend in with your environment. Stay elusive. And always keep your hand on a swivel like the clouded leopard here in life, death, and taxonomy.
Hey Taxonomy Titans, I just want to remind you that we now have a Patreon. Patrons can see full video episodes and get shoutouts on the show. But ultimately, it's a way for you to help us cover some costs and get even better. Still, reviews are the best way to help us grow. So if you haven't left one yet, we'd really love to hear from you. As always, thanks for listening and engaging.
Podcast.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
That's pretty good. It's a funny fact when it's like, this thing can do what you do.